This 232nd meeting of the Committee of Enforced Disappearances. As it is almost a very well established practice during our sessions, we meet and exchange with state parties. So we are really honored to have their presence today, but not only parties, with those, of course, that are interested in the work of the committee. And on behalf of the committee members, I would like to express a warm welcome to the representative of the states and member states, and also to thank them for following closely the work of the committee and for the continuous support they've shown for universalization of the convention, as well as for the work of this committee. Unfortunately, the practice of enforced disappearance remains a concern nowadays. It's not a phenomenon of the past. It's contemporary. The convention is as well a new instrument which needs support. So I take this opportunity again to ask for the support of all member states, including those who have ratified the convention and those who have in plan to study the convention and to be part of it soon. As you have followed, the High Commissioner for Human Rights launched a campaign on social media with the bold aim of doubling the ratification, the numbers of ratification of the convention within 5 years. And the committee is very encouraged by this initiative. And as our work is common with all actors, we invite as well member states to be part of this campaign, and especially to state parties, to encourage other member states to ratify as soon as possible the convention, because the convention remains the main instrument and the only one which will effectively fight for eradicating the enforced disappearance from to all countries. As you may know as well, this session is very special for the committee, because almost half of the membership of the committee has been renewed. We have now five new members, and while paying tribute to the members that have finished their mandate in the committee, and welcoming the new members, we believe that the committee has been embarked effectively in its normal work, combining both the experience of the members that have been already and the energy and enthusiasm and commitment of the new members. Just for giving you the opportunity to be introduced with them, I would like and I will invite members that have joined this session to introduce themselves to state parties and to other members. And then we can continue with an open exchange with representatives of member states. And of course, all committee members, if they wish to react on issues that would be raised or on concerns, that we'll have an opportunity to exchange with representatives of member states. So I would invite Mr. Mohamed Ayat, if you would like to take the floor and to introduce yourself. You have the floor.
Merci, Madame la Présidente.